Hey guys, Dan Weber again. Don't forget to favorite this podcast. Today's podcast was inspired by some feedback from owners who are at about 7 months into their Mathnasium career, and they feel like their business is kind of flatlined. They're not seeing that rapid growth from a lot of those early adopters who have been researching for math help forever and then finally saw us in the newspaper or saw the grand opening banner or heard about us at a local business, and just people just kind of coming in and signing up because you're doing that grand opening promotion. So it seems that at around 7 months, a lot of newer owners are kind of stalling out, and yeah, that can happen. And so today's podcast is dedicated to helping to propel you into that next level of growth. And it's a little longer, so I've broken it into 5 segments for your reference at later times. So you can listen to this all the way through once. And then if you find the spots that you need to listen to, you can quickly jump back to those chapters later on. So with that, I'm just gonna give you a quick outline of what we're covering today. First, I'm gonna talk about math model, training your team how to use it. Second, microsite lead follow-up. We'll be interviewing Amanda Compton from James Spears' team and James and Jennifer Spears' team. 3 will be who to call when there's no one to call. 4 is going to be frequency and timing of lead follow-up. And finally, I'm going to give you some marketing tips for this time of year. So the first thing we're going to talk about is math model, training your team how to use it. Have you ever been in a situation where you're going over an assessment with a parent and then a new lead walks in and then the phone rings? Talk about anxiety. These are really stressful times, but they're also really good problems to have. The cool thing is that these are really easy problems to fix. We all know how important math model is, and you've heard my previous podcast about math model. If you haven't, please go back and listen to it. Share it. You can share this podcast of the math model, which I've done, which was my first podcast, with your team members and get them adept to how to talk to a new lead on the phone or in person. Remember, math model is the same script we use with in-person leads. So what I would urge you to do today, if you find yourself having these situations where you're going through an assessment and then the phone rings and then a lead walks in, you really need to share this, the math model podcast, and train your team how to handle those ASAP, because this will really help not only delegate to your team and make them stronger, but it'll help lift you up. So find 1 or 2 team members that are bubbly and comfortable talking with strangers, and teach them what to say. So this way you don't ever have to feel stressed again. Remember, the point of math model is just to set an in-center visit with a parent and a student, and also to get their name and number so that we can follow up with them later on if they're hesitant to set an in-center appointment. So you really just need to teach them the script and tell them the most important thing to do here is get them to schedule an in-center visit. So this is something you can teach your assistant directors to do, even your lead instructors. Usually you're probably wanting to do this with your bubbly people. If you don't have bubbly people, find bubbly people. And do your best just to communicate this script to the people on your team so that you don't ever have to feel stressed again. And if you haven't heard the Math Model podcast, don't forget to go back and listen to that when you're done with this. Next, we're going to talk about microsite lead follow-up with Amanda Compton from James and Jennifer Spears' team. Hey, Amanda. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey.
Hey, so today we're talking with franchisees about microsite lead follow-up. And one of the things that I did in my sales clinics was I talked about this idea of following up with warm leads really quickly. And in my years of experience in sales, I found that when a web lead comes in, you really need to get them on the phone as soon as possible. So exactly. whether they came in at 11 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock in the morning, we need to be actively chasing down these leads. And so I introduced a method to some franchisees about calling them right away. And if they don't pick up, call them back within 5 minutes. And I invited you on today to tell us kind of how that's worked for your business with the Spears team and what you think about that. I know some people think it's a little aggressive, but let's hear from you, your experience with it.
I did. Yeah, when the first time that you mentioned it, I kind of rolled my eyes and I thought, well, that's silly. No, that's not going to make any difference. But I tried it. And so it's got, I noticed a difference right away. Within the first week of doing that, I would call, get the voicemail, I'd hang up and, you know, give them a few minutes. I'd do whatever, you know, I'd start putting it into radius, right? You know, busy myself for a couple of minutes doing the things to get ready for it. And then I'd call them back. And at least half the time they would answer on that second call. So it's increased my contact with the customers. It's increased my, you know, getting those assessments booked. So we've gotten, been able to get more people in.
That's great. I think also a lot of it is just having someone dedicated to answering the, to calling them when the microsite lead comes in. There's a huge difference between getting an appointment set in the first 5 minutes and then of that lead coming in and then 5 hours.
Exactly. They're frustrated. And, you know, 5 hours or, you know, tomorrow or the next day, it's going to wear off. So when
they're
frustrated,
someone else already.
When, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or they're not concerned about it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the story I like to tell is when I got a web lead at 11 o'clock at night when I was a center director, and I just called the guy and I said, hey, I know you didn't just fall asleep on your phone, and kind of had to laugh about it. And they came in the next day and signed up because their student was struggling with geometry. So it's really, when a parent submits that microsite lead form, they're really hurting. They're in pain. And that's when they're really going to react and take action.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything you want to add?
Not really. I mean, just like I said, staying on top of it and getting them called back right away. I've had several people that I have called back right away and they said, oh, I didn't expect to call that fast. And so it impresses people. So it makes a good first impression. They know you're on top of it and you're going to get things done.
Yeah. That's a great point. Yeah. No one ever had got mad at me for calling them so quickly. They're usually like, oh my God, because they don't know that it's us calling them right away.
Right.
And so that second time they pick up, you're like, hey, it's just me from Mathnasium. They're like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting that. You're like,
exactly.
Well,
exactly. No, nobody's ever gotten mad about it. They love it. They're impressed.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Amanda. I hope you have a wonderful day and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Next, who to call when there's no one to call. I know after about 6 months, it might feel like leads are slowing down. Maybe it could be what time of year it is also. I mean, if you open up at the beginning of the year, you're letting people know what's going on. It's January or February, and then all of a sudden July, August hit. Right around 6 months, you might be feeling a little slow. If you open up in June or July, then you might start feeling like things are slowing down in December. So I think some of this has to do with the season you're in and remembering that tough times don't last. Tough people do. So when you're feeling like you're kind of in this bad area, you're like, not in a bad area, but you're just in a bad place where you're like, no one's calling, no one wants my program, no one seems to be as excited as they were a few months ago, then spend time being grateful for what you do have. And I've gone through this a lot as a center director where I felt like the leads weren't coming in. I wasn't moving the needle forward. I wasn't setting up new enrollments. And I could have sat there and felt sorry for myself, but instead I decided to take control and choose my own destiny. And to do that, what that looked like was I decided to be grateful for what I did have. And to get out of that rut, I started reaching out to all of my old leads. And you may have some leads that may have inquired when you first opened, but never really found time to come in. And if you have any inactive customers, you might not because you're it's 6 months. But if you do have any inactive customers, people that maybe came for 3 or 4 months and then took a break because of the seasonality, you really want to reach back out to get them back in because they've already had a good experience. And getting them to sign up is cheaper for you than it would be to get a new lead to sign up. So you've already converted them. It's a simple email or a phone call, but I prefer phone call because they can hear how excited I am to have them back in. So remember, if you're hitting a slow month or if you feel like leads aren't coming in, take control, reach out to all your inactive customers, reach out to all your old leads, tell them how excited you are to have them come in. No one cares more about their kids' success than you do. and get people in the door and create your own buzz, create your own destiny. And sometimes constant contact emails are really great. You can blast to everybody. Be like, hey, come on in. We're having a great time down here. There's a fair coming up. There's a carnival coming up. There's a party at the shopping complex. You know, letting people know that you're doing really well and you're doing a lot for the community to keep busy. Now we're going to talk about frequency and timing of follow-up. So we already mentioned in the second chapter how to follow up with microsite leads. So what I'm going to talk about now is how to follow up with walk-in or call-ins. What I do is when I have a walk-in or a call-in lead, the priority is to set that initial assessment. So what I'm going to talk about next is what my follow-up process is if I'm unable to schedule an assessment during that first introduction. So first, I will call that lead once a day for 3 days. And I'll try them at a different time each day. So maybe I call them and when I first get in, maybe they come in on a Monday and then they leave. They walk in, we talk, they think it sounds great, but they're really busy. So I'll follow up with them Tuesday morning. And then if I don't hear back, I'll leave them a message letting them know I'm going to follow up with them again tomorrow if I don't hear from them. Always set that expectation. Let them know that if you don't hear from them, you're going to follow up with them because you want them in. Setting the expectation is really good because then you let them know that you're going to follow through on your word. So then Wednesday, I would call, since I called them in the morning on Tuesday, I'll call them at, you know, maybe in the afternoon around lunchtime. And then finally, if they don't pick up, I'll leave a voice message. I'll set the expectation and then I'll call them Thursday in the evening, maybe before I go home. You know, parents are really busy. With that said, sometimes the best times to call parents is on a Saturday or Sunday when they don't have work. And when I worked in finance, I set a lot of appointments on Saturday morning. And for those centers that are open Saturday morning, I'd encourage you to spend an hour, reach out to some old leads, because that's the best time to really talk with a parent is when they're kind of sitting at the breakfast table and they're not stressed about work. So it's Thursday. That's the third time. I called them once a day for 3 days. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to call them once every 3 days, three times. So if you're following with me, we've got 3 days plus three more. So I would have reached out six times within the first 2 weeks. And then after every 3 days, I'll call them once a week for 3 weeks. And if I still can't get them in, I will move them into my seasonal call list, which I'm going to talk about next, which is the five seasons of Mathnasium. So the five seasons at Mathnasium are back to school, which we're in right now. That goes up until the end of Thanksgiving. Once the Christmas music hits, game over. It's like everything slows down. Parents are worried about the holidays, presents. Things really slow down. So then you've got your holiday season. It's a short season. It goes right up until after New Year. Then you got your mid-year, which is a really big time of year for us because it builds up to finals and summer. So you got mid-year, which goes till about April. Finals kick in for a quick 4 weeks, and then you're in summer for 3 months. So the three seasons that I like to focus on when following up with leads, when I'm calling them seasonally, are back to school. So in September, call every old lead and every inactive customer. Mid-year, so in January, hey, we're back in school. Hope you guys had a great winter break. We'd like to have you back in. Come on down. And then also, of course, summer. Now there's one caveat to that, which is if you have high school students, you want to dedicate April to calling those high school students that maybe came in for just 1 month last year or 1 month this year, considering we're looking forward to 2019, and really dedicate to just getting those high school students back because you know they're going to come in for some help during that finals month. And then once you do that, that'll really keep momentum going and it keeps you busy. It keeps your team busy. These are calls that you can have your team make because they're warm phone calls. They've heard from you before. And it's a really great way to create more buzz in the center. Finally, let's talk about some tips for this time of year. Lots of parents are going to be coming in who should have came in September and August, but they said, let's wait and see how that progress report goes, or let's see how the new school year starts, or let's see how the new teacher is, or let's see how the new school is. I've heard it all. But let's focus on signing these people up. So what can we do to get more people in? Well, one tip is maybe have a game night before Halloween where kids come in, they bring their friends, they dress up. That allows the parents some time to go out to dinner. Maybe it's like a game night slash date night for the parents. You can offer to go help at the school carnivals and fairs. There's a lot of that going on. Dress up as Super Ace. That would be a cool costume and have a big A-plus on your chest with a cape and you know, kind of just be a superhero and help out at, or even set up a game table at the fair with some kind of Halloween themed prizes. That would be a lot of fun. Obviously have a Halloween costume contest in your center. That would be a lot of fun. Kids can bring their friends, do a free trial, whatever you can do to get like kids to bring kids. Cause we know once kids come to Mathnasium, they want to stay at Mathnasium. Put some Mathnasium stickers on candy and pass that out at schools or to your students, and maybe offer a promotion, like a spooky good deal where parents can sign up. And then, you know, insert promotion here. But whatever you think of, make it Halloween themed. It's a really fun time of year. It's a really hectic time of year because there's a lot of parents who are realizing they needed help sooner and they waited too long. So it can be a little difficult handling those objections. But remember, you're the expert. We can help anyone as long as they follow our game plan. You know, if someone calls in and their student's struggling, yeah, we can help them, but they need to follow our program based off of the assessment. So just remember that. That's all I got today. Thanks a lot for listening. Don't forget to favorite this podcast and call me with questions. Hope you guys have an awesome October. It's going to get real busy. November's going to get busy. It's going to be awesome. And I know that if you're in a rut, you're going to be out of it today. And I hope you guys have an amazing holiday season. Bye.